We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Welcome back, you guys, to Virtually Limitless. I am your host, Justine Mader, and I am so excited to be bringing on Jenny Hansen Lane. She is here to talk about all things gamification in your business, and she is just a shining star in becoming who she is in the business world. Because, I mean, so many people are worried about being copied. She's like uncopyable, you guys. You can't duplicate what she's doing. You can't mimic what she's doing because she's going all in and she's showing up 1,000% in her knowledge in this area of the industry. So with that being said, Jenny, welcome to the Virtually Limitless family. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. I think it's so funny when we talk about, you know, finding what works and copying it, because with gamification, the framework we're going to talk about today, it's really about stepping into your authentic self. So once you do that, like, you don't want to copy me. Like, especially when you get to know somebody, like, you don't really, you know, want to be somebody else. You're just trying to find the success. So understanding that success is just peeling the onions of what your goals are. I mean, we just talked about this offline, like, some of the goals that we have in our business, they're not the same as our life transitions. When we have more children, when we want more time with our spouse, when we want more freedom. So I think understanding how your business can serve you is such a big part of gamification, because we don't want to scale something that's not working, right?
Ooh, like, yes.
Painful.
Oh, yes. We don't want, yeah, no, we're not here to make it worse, you guys. We're not here to put lemon juice in that paper cut or cause something larger to happen. We're here to really talk about what works and what doesn't work, and why becoming the best version of you and your business is going to be the key success story, really, in your life and in your business. And so what I was sharing with Jenny offline is that my business took a big pivot in 2020 in a way that I didn't anticipate. And that was because I was doing one-on-one coaching almost exclusively, and it did not fit my life and health issues that came in 2020. It was absolutely transformational when I realized that I was serving my business versus my business serving me. So I would love for you to share, Jenny, you know, for people like me, I know you help people all across the globe with this message and with this strategy. What is the number one thing that people misunderstand about gamification? That, like, that limiting belief around it. Besides Elliot screaming, right? What did you want to say? I'm talking to Jenny right now. I would love to know, what's that limiting belief behind implementing gamification into your business?
So one of the most important things that people think is the difference between gamification and everything else out there. And when I started bringing on clients, and some of my peers said, oh my gosh, I love video games. And I had to take a step back and really think about the education piece of this, because video games is entertainment. It's not transformation. And gamification is emotional, motivating people to create a transformation in their life. So it just makes sense that it's in courses and it's in coaching programs in a way that we can add in more measurable data to get results. And so I like to break up the ideas into three different boxes. And so if you've ever played a video game, you're doing that for entertainment. If you've ever gone through a Starbucks drive-through to get that free coffee because you've gotten 10 this month, that's called compensation. So some companies will do rewards programs or points, and that's just, they're compensating you for your behavior. But, and it is actually interesting, because that could create some behavioral change, but gamification is really at the emotional and psychological science of, what do we need to do to create behavioral change? Because we're all stuck somewhere, right? We all have pain points, and it's the worst when we've gotten results and we want to take someone else through that program to get results and we don't know how. And so gamification is the skeletal framework in your coaching program, in your courses, where we explain to people, this is what you need to do, and I will reward you for doing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's really kind of just, there's a lot of psychology that goes through it, but you'll know that you need it if you have a large audience and they're not taking action inside of your courses, or they're stopping, you know? And so I think I'm getting ready to work with a subscription box person. And I'm really excited because the rates of that, they say people fall off after 6 months. So that data tells us, like, okay, we need to gamify that. And we need to create incentives and irresistible offers where they don't fall off anymore. They extend for another 6 months or so on and so forth.
Yeah, totally. Well, and it's one of those things where I love what you were sharing. The results may be hard. They may not be what you want to see. They may not be exactly what you were, you know, hoping for, but they will tell you the truth. And so when we're, you know, all of us business owners are looking at the numbers, looking at, you know, what we're doing right, there will be times that we're not doing it right and it's doing it wrong, but that doesn't mean that you failed. That means that you're here to learn. And if you can take that lesson and be like, okay, what do I need to change? I love that gamification is the way that you found to support people through not only courses and opportunities, but really in an emotional level. And I think that that's where, you know, impact-driven leaders really want to be, but we don't know how. And so I was super fascinated when I met Jenny. I was like, I need to know more about this, because not only, like, so it's funny too. My husband loves games. I can't, my brain goes crazy. I don't understand how he does it. I'm a musician, and that's like, so I could sing all day. I could do stuff on apps, like doing that kind of stuff. It's just different. But with the psychology behind it, the number one thing is that how does it resonate with your client? How can it encourage them to not get stuck or to get unstuck, right? To build that momentum. And so many times, Jenny, people talk about the fact that they have, you know, thousands of sales in their courses. I'm kind of one of those people that'll be like, how many people completed your course? You know, are your success stories the only ones that actually completed it?
Yeah. And you know, yeah. And with video games, like, the reasons why video games are so successful is because video programmers use principles of gamification, and that's what makes them addicting. And one of those little things that I'll tell you now is quick wins. So, right? Like, it's how fast can you get through? I mean, this will age me, but like Mario, right? Nintendo, right? Like, how fast can you get through level one? And what do you get
Mario,
when you do it?
Like, ding, like,
yes. So I'm not like a big video gamer person, unless it's Tetris. I'll beat like everyone in my family.
Oh, I love Tetris. And so okay, now we're friends. And, yes, absolutely.
And it's interesting because they all use those elements of like, what makes this addicting? And so when we look at that and we put it into our courses, it's like, what is that thing? And it's rewarding people. Yes. Being rewarded is addicting. Receiving compliments feels good. Being seen feels good. And so what can we do inside of our courses to make people feel seen, especially when we're asking them to implement something new, even visibility content strategies, right? Like, someone bought that course because they're so scared to get on camera. And so what are you doing to support somebody through each step where they're like, oh my gosh, I can be visible now? It's not that easy for people. And that's why people buy things out of pain. And we need to meet them at that level of empathy and create a customer journey for them, instead of being, oh, you just need to do it, right? Yes. It's like, is that how we would talk to a kid? Is that how we want someone to talk to us when we spend money on their program? So
games are just big kids, right, Jenny?
Right. Right. And how many times do we have to repeat things to children? It's no different with adults. And we want the support and we want the structure. We want the resources. Mm-hmm. So gamification is being able to pull it back and just say, okay, what is the first thing they have to do to get a quick win? And that's what the call to action will be inside of your courses, where it's like, you know, if this person does X, Y, and Z, they will get this. Mm-hmm. And that's what transforms us. And it's really incredible, because that's exactly how superheroes become superheroes. In every story, there is pain before they go through something traumatic that transforms them, and they have a newness of person. And
and I think that's the same for coaches, you know, especially in this industry. If we're talking coaches, you know, their pain became their power, but that's through the journey that they overcame, or like, you know, they completed, right, to reach whatever destination that was. And so now they're like, oh, I went through this. Now I can take you through this, because I've been through it. And so it's one of those things where if we can, you know, simplify, really. It's just letting kids be kids, and adults are good kids. You know, allowing us to go back to those processes in business, I think is an ingenious way. And you mentioned that there's a lot of psychology that goes behind it. My dad's a school psychologist and has been for 38 years. And it's one of those things that psychology is psychology. It's just how we were made. This is one of those things that we know that we do better when we say, hey, if you do this, you get a cookie. Hey, if you do this, then you get to go outside and play. So, you know, even optimizing your schedule, guess what? Then you're going to have an extra hour of free time to do whatever the heck it is you want in business, right? So I think when people think about it in the site, oh, it's too childish, Jenny. Adults actually aren't going to appreciate that. Well, you may not be going outside to play, but maybe you get to go and hang out with your network for an extra hour at a cocktail party. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But if you're able to reframe it in an open perspective, that's where the power really is. So how do you help people overcome that objection that this is actually not tangible, Jenny? Like, this is not something that's actually going to help adults.
Yeah. The really great thing about this process of gamification is that when we focus on business outcomes, it's game over, because all we're doing is focusing on the reverse engineer of that. Like, what did you have to do to get here? Right. Well, I had to track my food for 90 days. Okay. Now let's start with day one. What does that look like? It's the same, you know, when scaling Facebook ads, the first time I learned to do Facebook ads, I was scaling, but no one was with me at the time. So I didn't think that I was scaling. So I turned off my ads, came back 3 weeks later, and I was like, I was scaling. Like, I was at 10K months, but I just didn't know it because I was in the weeds every single day. And so it was like, what can we say to those people that are like, this isn't going to work for me? Well, how's it currently working out for you that you have no data of knowing that you have leaky holes? Are people, and also too, you'll know if gamification is working for you because people start working on your behalf. They'll be like, oh my gosh, Justine, have you been through this course? It's gamified. It's so much fun. And it's also a great way for business owners. When people do summits, you can actually use scarcity to be like, if you don't participate in this day, you don't get the badge. I had a friend that increased her revenue by $3,800 in 4 days because we gamified her summit. So she's like, gamification needs to stay. So it's really like taking people on a journey. That's all that we're doing. And we want to make it fun, because in the entrepreneurial world, we pat ourselves on the back for launching imperfectly, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's another side, and it's called the customer experience. And they say it costs 5 times more to acquire a new customer or upsell an old one. And so what are we doing for those old customers, where not only are we upselling them, but they're like talking about our business for us because of the experience we're giving them. So it is an advanced strategy. So if you're not if you don't have the advanced growth mindset, then gamification isn't for you, and that's okay.
And that's not, you know, that's nothing against you. That's nothing, you know, against your story or your journey, but maybe that's just not your level yet. And that's okay. And I wanted to talk a little bit about levels, because I interviewed Jim Quick here on the show, and he was our 100th episode. And I have to tell you, when we caught on the episode, I could tell he was, he had other things on his mind. And I was like, hey, is everything okay? He's like, can I have 10 minutes to go put out some fires? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I created margin in my schedule to allow for that. But the biggest key that it told me was that no matter what level of business you're at, life is going to happen. And what you have in the first level that you're in, the second, third, I don't care what level, it's not going to take you to the level beyond that. You have to actually be willing to acquire, really, I know, your next level, I tell you what. You have to actually be willing to change what it is that you're doing so that you can achieve the next level, right? Because, you know, if you think of a game, when you reach the next level, then you usually have more powers. You have different weapons or different treasures, right? We got to think about what else inspires you. Is it the weapon, the gold? I don't know what encourages you in your battle. But hey, 1 second. Quiet babies inspires me.
Yeah, you're right when we talk about levels, because when we give people a transformation, it is the new normal. And that's what I want people to recognize, is that we see the end goal, but we have to normalize each little excruciating change to be like, okay, I've done it. And a little bit of background about me with gamification is I worked at Dillard's during college, and I contracted a shopping addiction. Every single day I bought something because it felt good and I got an employee discount. And like, before I knew it, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm buying things every single day. And I took a break and went on a mission for my church. And I thought, okay, this is the perfect detox. Like, missionaries can only shop for like 4 hours once a week. And I was sent to a little tiny town that had one stoplight and there was no store. So I was like, oh, I'm healed. I got back from my mission and I went right back to buying things every single day. And so I was online and I heard about this lady in New York City that did a fashion fast. She went a whole year without buying clothes. And I thought, if someone in New York City could go a whole year without buying clothes, I'm going to do it too. So I went a whole year without buying clothes. And so that transformation, as painful as some days were, has changed my shopping habits forever. Like, I'm not even like, I need to go to the mall. I kind of don't even like shopping. My husband gets a little mad, like, who's going to do the grocery shopping? I'm like, you are. He's like, okay. So then like after that's my
maybe normal. You guys have to do the click and pick up, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So now that that's my new normal, I have the mental bandwidth of like, what's next? And so because I did that, I was like, well, I'm going to go a whole year without buying fast food. Any place that had like a drive-through, I was like, not going to do it. And I did it. So it's like, I have these little weird things that I do. And so right now, like, I'm gamifying my fitness and every photo that I'm uncomfortable with, I'm like, it's my before photo. Like, that's my before transformation. And I think that's really important for all of us to recognize, like, if we're working towards something every single day, that's permission to be kind to ourselves. That's permission to document the process and know, like, your first podcast, it's done. And that was the old you. And every day it's something different. So
I know really that just, so much.
Yes. I mean, and it's just the process that we go through. We're just being a little bit more thoughtful and intentional about where we want to end up. Because if we don't have plans for our business, nothing, you know, they'll take on whatever shape needs. They'll take on the shiny object shape. That's what will happen. Yes. And so being able to even gamify your value ladder is a really important strategy thing that we do in our agency, where we talk about like, okay, we're not going to gamify your one-to-one because you have a 2-month-old baby. Like, we actually don't want to fill that up. We want to fill out with self-paced and other things that serve your business. Yes. So gamification is not just for your courses. It's about for you to like level up your own life in terms of like, who do you want to be and what's the reverse engineered steps we need to do to get there?
Oh, I love that so much. And it's so funny. I didn't tell you the title of the challenge. I told her that I was running my first challenge. I haven't done a challenge before. I've helped Dean Graziosi and other people do theirs, but I finally am doing it for myself. And it's about integrated lifestyle for successful female entrepreneurs that have, you know, either children or want children. And it's empowering motherhood. And it's one of those things for me where if I didn't encourage myself to look through the glass ceiling. Like, if you imagine standing somewhere and looking through the glass ceiling, you can see what your next level is, but you have that glass ceiling in between you. You can't reach it. You have to shatter through that ceiling. You have to achieve that next level. What is that going to look like? What are you going to have to do in order to get up there? I'm all of 5 feet tall, so I'm going to have to crawl on something to get up there and, you know, hit it with a hammer. But the biggest thing is for everyone listening today, you, in order to grow to the level that you want to achieve, you have to be intentional. If you don't know where you're going, how can you lead other people?
Yeah.
You know, even for your clients, it's one of those things that if you don't have the clarity, you're going to get all these people into your space and they're going to be like, okay, now what? Women, men, children, we all need to be told what to do. Not because we're incapable of doing things, but it's like, if we're here for a show, we need to be directed to where our seats are so we can watch the show, right? Or if we're here to get fast food and we're not doing that challenge like Jenny did, then we need to know which line to get into so we can order our food. Right. And so it's one of those things where if you can gamify that process, not only for yourself in your own integrated lifestyle, but that will automatically kind of drift into the lives of those that you serve and give them a different powerful perspective. Cause I think when you talk about superheroes too, Jenny, I want to go back to that for a second too. We all have our own superpowers. They're just not discovered more often than not. We give up before we discover them.
And sometimes it takes us owning some type of super alter ego or identity for us to truly change. A couple of years ago, Beyonce came up with an alter ego with a professional a coach, and the name was Sasha Fierce. And if you've heard that name, it's because she put it on an album. And when she was interviewed about the album, she said, I use the alter ego to explore my sexual femininity. And they said, do you still use it? And she said, no, it accomplishes its purpose. And that was very compelling to me that there, you know, there is an end to superhero movies. They accomplish the purpose, and that's the new normal. Now she doesn't need to call on the alter ego to do whatever music she wants to do. But people literally are all around us stepping into someone new just to make those small changes. I think another really good example is Kobe Bryant, or Kobe Bryant, where he talks about, you know, like Black Mamba obviously lives on without him, rest in peace. And it's a mentality now. And it's like, who was he on the court was more important. It was more important who he was off the court. Yeah. And so football players, NFL people, there are actual coaches that help people identify an alter ego that you're going to step into when, before you get on a stage or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And a really important key that some of them talk about is identifying the villain. So is it like Mr. Yes. Procrastinator? Is it, oh, I'll use my kids as an excuse, because I actually hate that one. Like, don't blame your kids. You're in the know.
So it's that like, will bring out a warrior. Yeah. Like, I got my warrior braids on, guys. It's Wednesday. I always braid my hair on Wednesday. Like, don't do that. Go ahead.
So maybe Justine, your alter ego is some type of warrior princess, right? Like, it's like, and what does she need from you to step into that? And so really, it's just little things that, it's a form of manifestation too, right? Like, we all want to be better. And we want to be our best selves, and we are our number one asset in our business. So it might sound a little silly, but it's actually very, very helpful to have some type of alter ego that you step into to say, nope, this is what the business Jenny would do, you know, and she's showing up right now. And so being able to compartmentalize that, I think, is really important. And so part of our framework, how does that play in our gamification? What that is each brand, each business has its own brand and it has its own culture. I remember when Russell Brunson was talking, he's the CEO of ClickFunnels, and he talked about how his own people just started calling themselves funnel hackers.
Yes. Like,
okay. And so you might already see trends inside your audience where people are identifying as something. And that is a great way to hone in on it. If you don't have a big audience, you can start thinking about what is that person becoming now that they have stepped into this transformation inside your course. And then you can design badges around it. And so that's a really powerful thing for communities that we've done, where now we have more branding assets to use, social media content, and people, they want to share it. Like, when you spend money on a course, you definitely tell people like you just invested in it. So what if you were a coach and you had a $5,000 program and you had all these badges now as assets that you could say, hey, anyone that has this badge can join my one-to-one. How many people are like, oh, I want to go buy that? So
heck yeah.
Just having that identity is really important. And also understanding that life is not always perfect, and we actually need to be fueled by our trauma and our anger. And it's just part of being human. And it's really just channeling it and understanding that it makes us more vulnerable. It makes us more relatable to understand that we all have that inside of us. And that's just a big part of superheroes, right? Like, they all come from some type of trauma. And you said something else earlier about like seeing the ceiling and breaking it. And I think the most important thing for people to remember is you come from a floor, right? And so when you think of what you're standing on, and is your environment created in a way that it's actually going to enable you to break the ceiling? And it's kind of like, how uncomfortable do we have to get before we're like, no, I don't want to be in this space. I want to break the ceiling, you know? So I think there's just, when you feel stuck, there's a lot of different things in terms of psychology that you can do to just release it and use it and harness it and become better for it.
That's so powerful. And I hope that encourages everyone listening today just to take a few minutes. You know, 2020 was a hard year. Jenny knows, everyone knows, you know, for people to take a step back and analyze where they are in their space. Are you on the floor? Are you face down on the floor? You know, are you not willing to get back up? I don't know where you are, but I hope this speaks to you to realize that there is always the power in the choice that you make. There's always power within you, no matter how painful it is. You hold the power. You know, whether that's, you know, if we're going to go warrior type here, whether that's a sword, battle axe, you name it, you have that weapon of choice. And that's the number one thing that I think each and every one of us needs to be reminded of sometimes, because life happens to each and every one of us. Jenny's not preaching down to you guys. I certainly am not preaching down to you guys. We're in the trenches with you, because this is, life always happens at every single level. But in order to achieve the next one, we got to boss out this one. And so I think that that's super encouraging. And I think that the way that you approach brands to embody their own message, their own mission, quote unquote. You know, I think that that's where I hope people are inspired to just embrace, embody everything that it is about them. And it's, I have to tell you, I actually do vision myself as a version of like Queen Esther, but like, I don't know, a little more sassy. Because she was way too sweet for me, but, like how would a queen, you know, rule her kingdom? How would she, you know, empower other people? How would she care for her people? How does she care for, you know, her children, her legacy? And so it's so funny that you said that because yeah, that's very much a part of who I am. So I don't have any problem sharing that, but that is a role model or ego that I definitely am very attached to because I care for my people in that way. So I think for everybody listening too, there's nothing wrong with having that. I have one.
You bring up a really, yeah. And you bring up a really good example is that it's all around us and there is probably someone you already want to be like, and you can mirror your alter ego off of that, which is so funny that it brings us back full circle. Cause you started off by saying, don't copy somebody, you know? So what,
oh, that's
really,
so crazy. Yes.
What we're really talking about is the aspiration to become your best self. And you have to have the metrics of knowing that people have done it before.
Yes.
We know Queen Esther loved God, right?
Yes.
And as we see like the way that she treated her people, now we have that benchmark of data, like, okay, this is okay. And this is not okay. And as we step into that and say, you know, what would Esther do? And we do those things, yeah. Then our old wilts away, the oldness, yes, because now we have that new normal. We know that we don't get upset when someone steals our stuff. We reach out professionally or whatever it might be. Right. So I just think it's such a beautiful process to understand that you have things inside of you that unlock people from their own prison. And you have to be willing to be vulnerable enough to shed the old and understand that the shedding the old, sharing from your scars versus your wounds really empowers people to say, you know what, Justine did it. I'm going to do it too. But if we don't ever let down that guard and be vulnerable, it's going to be really hard for people to say, can I trust them? I like them and I know them, but can I trust them? And the trust is the very, very beginning step of getting paid for what you know.
And if that know, like, and trust is not established, there's no business. Business is human to human, person to person. It's, you know, whether we're gamifying or not, that's a business like pillar that you cannot, you need to be supporting in your business. So I could not have said that any better, Jenny. And I think for people listening, I hope that it just encourages you. It's like Jenny said, it's not about copying someone. It's about seeing that they could do it and doing it similar or in your own way. And I think that that should really empower people to approach it in that mindset. You know, someone else has achieved it. Why can't I be the next one? There's no reason you can't be the next one. You just have to choose that.
Yeah.
And out where you are in that room, right?
Yeah. And so the biggest trick to get over what we call like the comparison trap.
Yes.
I think that that's a tool. I mean, we both believe in God, so I'll say it here, but I think that's a tool Satan uses. And the reason why,
oh my gosh, yes.
I think he uses it is because it's false and it doesn't exist. And the reason why I say comparison doesn't exist is because no two people are born at the same time. No two people have the same perception. No two people are even raised in the same way. Even studies they've done on identical twins, the twins had different perception of the world around them.
And I so have a twin sister. We're not identical, but legit, no, we're very different.
Yeah. And so it really is like, once we take a step back and say like, I'm actually not competing with anybody else, just my potential to become my best self, then, you know, comparison can't be a thief anymore because we don't even, you know, it just doesn't serve us. Comparing never will serve us.
That you called it a thief. Because it steals your energy. It robs you of your momentum. It just paralyzes everything that you're trying to do. And I do believe, you know, whether it's a devil or, you know, whatever you want to call it, it does happen. And to call it for what it is and call your bluff, call your shot, be like, you know what? Not today. This ain't happening today, y'all. I'm going all in. That's the moment that you become virtually limitless. And that's the moment that, you know, whether that's through gamification or through another coaching opportunity or however you are set free, that's what Jenny wants. That's what I want for you. And I hope that this show inspires you. And I know you're going to need more of Jenny in your life because this was just like a glimpse into her amazingness. So Jenny, where can they find you? Where can they get a bit of this gamification in their lives? I know they're going to need it because I'm going to need it.
That's a great question. So we have a public Facebook group and it's titled Gamification for the Authentic Boss Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So right in that title, we're giving people kind of an identity. If people don't like being authentic, they probably don't join the group. And that makes it easier for me to serve those people knowing that we're here for authenticity. And then if you're like ready to jump in and learn principles of gamification, you can snag our bundle. It's $97 right now. If you go to www.gamifybundle.com, it's available there. And then I'm basically Jenny Hansen Lane on every social media platform. So I can't hide. You can reach out to me.
Thanks for keeping it easy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can come to me and share some of your business struggles if you think advanced strategies of gamification would work. And just, you know, my takeaway from this is just a huge reminder that people, they don't fall in love with businesses, they fall in love with people. And so like when you are your business and you really put yourself in it, people love that and they want to come back.
Well, think about the superheroes, you know, if we're going to talk games, like you fall in love with the character, but imagine guys, if you're the character that people fall in love with, how cool is that? How amazing is that? Where you could actually be, you know, and showing up with your power, right? That could save so many people.
And yeah. I mean, essentially as a course creator, you are the Yoda and you're helping the Luke Skywalkers. Like you're making people, yes. And that's a great thing about gamification. I always talk about this with my clients when we do strategy sessions, is that when you focus on your clients' results, it magnifies your business. And that's all what we need to do is look at that. And when they get results, it's getting you results. So why not focus on it from a gamification standpoint?
Oh my gosh. And when you're impact driven, that's ultimately what you want anyways. But so many times it's easy to be turned the wrong direction through imposter syndrome, regardless of where it's coming from, and focus on ourselves. When really, if we focus on serving, impacting, there's no limit to what ripples we can create, or waves, really waves at the end of the day. So with that being said, Jenny, this was so incredible. I'm so glad we got to have you here on Virtually Limitless. And I hope everybody listening here follows you and engages with you because you're an incredible leader. And I'm so grateful that we had you.
Thank you so much. Love you guys. Peace out.
Yes. Thanks guys. We'll see you soon.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.